want French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the frim-fram sauce with the offs and fade, with shafafa on the side. Shoot do de do ya do do.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food, ropa vieja. Facebook, I think most listeners know, has a larger population than, well, possibly, Earth. It is too big to contemplate or probably trust, but there is one small colony on Facebook I have come to find haven and even sense in. It is a sub-community called I Remember Key West When. I go there to remember, savor, and taste the roots of my cooking all over again. Other memory treasure salvers who still live full-time down there, or at least seem to, post pictures of the places I wandered into as I came to know my adopted hometown. Those fellow Facebookers help blow on the tiny sparks of recollection until they become a blazing inferno in my mind and take me to the first moments and flavors of the South Florida I was loving. Ropa vieja was one of the first dishes I tried and instantly loved in Key West in the 1970s. Somewhat incongruously, I was introduced to it via two gentlemen from Detroit named George and Tony. The happy couple had come down somewhere around 1976 and bought a restaurant of long-standing Cuban family ownership on Duval Street named El Cacique. Those men may have been newcomers to town, but they had the good sense of letting the Cuban family members continue the cooking and serving and keeping the decor as it always was. George and Tony loved the party lifestyle of their newly adopted island, as did so many of us. George, the more jovial and larger man, would regale us with gossipy pretenses of shock and bawdy laughter while recapping the previous night's revelries at some legendary bar of the times. While Tony, the quieter one, would shake his head and hold it gently as if it were a cracked egg in danger of bursting. Of course, maybe he held his head due to the extra shots of rum George could handle, but the slender Tony could not. Anyway, ropa vieja literally translates as old clothes, as George informed us with a wry smile and a, hey, it tastes great shrug. He was right. The slowly braised flavor of less expensive but more tasty cuts of beef have always been the most interesting of all to me. The meat is cooked until it is in tatters, hence the ragged sartorial reference. My chef friends, Jose Garcia of Philadelphia and the great Douglas Rodriguez from here in Miami, both reach back to their mother's methods and cook the meat in a pressure cooker. I love the results that the pressure cooker yields. I wish I had grown up learning how to deal more intuitively with that effective but volatile device. An egg garnishes a good many dishes of Spanish origin. And although it's not traditional for ropa vieja, I included one in my ropa vieja recipe when I wrote my third cookbook, New World Cuisine. The egg also came from my memories of the rum-damaged Tony and his habit of cradling his own noggin when George first set the dishes of the tomatoey beefy stew before us back at El Cacique. Artistic license is a wonderful thing. Going back even further in my life is my Illinois hometown. It is named Mundelein. I am not advocating anyone joins Facebook, but there is a sub-community there called I Remember Mundelein when Mundelein was cool. I remember that too, but I hardly ever see anyone on that page raving about the foods we ate back then. Maybe that is part of why I ran off to Florida. I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.